Hello there.
Hello there.
And welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? My name's Jamie.
And I'm Sean.
And this is our Carillion Chinwag. This is where we just have a little catch up, see what we've been up to in the week, a little peek behind the curtain, and we talk a little bit of smack and cheese. Yeah. Well, why are we laughing already? That's because we had a bit of a false start.
you know, sometimes I think we should just leave them in.
Yeah.
And then people can go, what the hell? Oh, right.
That's not how they introduce this normally. What?
Yeah. What's going on? Oh, we've restarted. All right, well.
Jamie's had a brain fart and that's it. It's all gone. It's all gone wrong.
It's all gone up. Oh dear. How you been, mate? You're right.
Yeah, not too bad. So it's only been, what, 4 days since you were last here?
Yeah, yeah.
So not very long. So in that time, we've perhaps not done
too much.
Too much, no. It's been pretty quiet.
Yeah.
A little bit of work and a little bit of guitar.
I was going to say, you've been getting pretty good at that now. I've seen a couple of your vids on your little Instagram.
Yeah, put a little bit of practice in.
Yeah, it's going well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I should be a lot better. I mean, I started about 25 years ago.
Yeah, but I say the same. I play bass. And there's only 4 strings on that bad boy.
Yeah, we haven't played yet.
Still haven't had a jam, have we?
That's what we need to do. We need to.
Well, let's just scrap Carillion Chinwag and we'll just upload our jam sessions.
Well, now, look, we can both plug into this marvellous machine.
That's it, yeah.
We could record. We could literally jam here.
Yeah. And just sit comfy.
Yeah.
Microphones on. Have a bit of a jam. We'd end up just playing the Better Call Saul intro.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'd just go into some other random jazz pizzazz.
I need to relearn how to play that.
Yeah, you do, because I've lost it. Now I've got a new phone.
Oh, have you?
That's why I've got the Mando theme tune for my ringtone. I did used to have your recording of Better Call Saul.
If I can find it.
Yeah, resend it me.
Do you know what I'll do? I'll stick it in.
Stick it in here.
I'll stick it in here. Maybe as the backing music as we talk through this.
Yeah.
I can do that. I've got the skill.
He's got the skills.
I've got the capability now. It's all good. Learning that. Well, I learned that a long time ago. I've forgotten it since. I'll relearn that. Because it is fun to play. I really enjoy playing
it's
that.
It's a lovely little, like, you know, it's nice.
Isn't it funny, though? Like, the sort of music you listen to, and the sort of I'm assuming is a bit rockier generally.
I listened to a bit of also. You know, this weekend it was Mumford and Sons.
Oh, nice.
You know, a bit of country bumpkin rock.
Because I know you like a bit of Biffy.
Bit of Let's on Fire.
Mon the Biff.
Yeah. So, but I can sort of go. And then other times I'll listen to, like, you know, Zelda Lofi.
Lofi
beats or whatever it's called,
yeah,
you
it's
know.
It's nice, isn't it?
Chill music, but it has to be, like, game themed. Like, you know, you're typing a Pokemon Lofi, you might as well just tuck me in bed.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you very much, sir.
No, I like that. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that lo-fi vibe.
Yeah, it's not. I haven't listened to it long.
No,
you know, I've sort of listened to, because they used to call it what, study music.
Yeah,
like themed study music. And now it's evolved into, here's an even better way to enjoy this music, because it literally is deep sleep. Ocean vibes.
Just take all that music. Doesn't matter how hyper it is.
Yeah,
just slow it down.
Yeah.
Just play it on something. Play it on a marimba.
Yeah. Or a little kiddie xylophone.
Just
really nice and slow.
A little bright piano. Just relax. Chilled out vibes. I like it. I picked it up a few years ago when I was doing some studying. And as I was trying to learn what I needed to learn, I was reading through loads of text and whatever. I just have that in the background, and it was quite nice just to sort of,
yeah,
I think if you're just reading constantly and it's just silent, I don't think it goes in, because I think your brain is distractible.
Yeah,
if that's distractible,
easily distracted, sir.
Yeah, easily distracted because you've not got anything necessarily to occupy the space in your brain that
needs to absorb the info.
Yeah. So a little bit of background music that doesn't do anything, doesn't mean anything. It just kind of occupies that space so you can read the text and go, okay.
But then you associate it with stuff, you know. So if you try and absorb stuff as you're associating it with other things, it's easier to recall.
Yeah.
If that kind of makes sense. It's the same if I paint a Warhammer model or something and I'm listening to a certain audiobook. Like, I can recall the time I painted this thing.
Yeah.
Not because of the model itself, but because, you know, I've listened to a certain narrator on a book.
Yeah.
And I can go, yeah, you know, when I was painting this thing here, I was listening to this bit of the book and this bit of the book was awesome.
Yeah.
Even though my brain's sort of doing two things at once. You know, and I think it's the same when you're studying and learning, and it's all connected.
I know exactly what you mean, because this is going to sound really random, but when I was, I don't know, 17, 18.
When the world was young.
Yeah, some time ago now. I was really into listening to Kid Rock.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I really, really enjoyed the stuff he was doing. Sometimes it's quite hard to listen to now.
Yeah.
Now that I've grown up a bit, but I enjoyed it at that moment in my life. But at the same time, I was reading Harry Potter.
Oh right.
So now, if I listen to Kid Rock, I also
think of Harry Potter.
Think of Harry Potter. Yeah, how weird is that? Yeah. But yeah, it's the same thing. It's just you associate stuff, don't you? It's almost like if you get a smell. Do you ever get this when you walk around somewhere and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get this weird smell that just you associate with a time that you were like 5 years old?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's so
odd. I remember that time we went to that random park in the middle of nowhere and it smelled like burnt seaweed.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm smelling now.
Smell it any other time.
No.
And there's no reason to smell it, but all of a sudden it's like, oh, that takes me back.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
But people say that smell transports you more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's all to do with receptors and stuff.
How your memory works.
Yeah. Which is funny because my memory is atrocious. So, you know, how I can recall anything is an absolute, you know, miracle.
But listen, right, so I heard a little while ago that your memory, the memories you have that you remember, what you're actually remembering is the last time you remembered that memory, not the memory itself.
Oh, right. Quantum mechanics.
Yeah, so over time, so say you did something, the next time you think about it, you'll remember fairly vividly what happened.
Yeah.
But 10 years down the line, you've maybe thought about that several times, but as time's gone on, it distorts slightly.
Mm.
So you can remember certain aspects, you can remember the feeling of it perhaps, but you might get some bits just slightly wrong.
Yeah.
Nobody else is going to know. Nobody else can tell you what you remember or what you can't remember.
Yeah.
But it's an unreliable source sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, my memory source is always unreliable. Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Unless it's Pokemon stuff. And I don't know why. But, you know, I can't remember birthdays for the life of me. But I can remember Pokemon.
Yeah.
Pokemon stuff.
Yeah, because you obsessed to remember, yeah, which is good, which is nice that you get a hobby like that. But
I should remember family's birthdays, really.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. They're all adults now, apart from their later. But anyway, yeah, back to the guitar thing. You're doing well, and I liked the little update, and I did answer your little poll.
Yeah, I did have a few people enter that.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you did.
Yeah. So, and they all said yes.
Yeah, to more.
To more. I need to do more music, which is difficult because it's not something I'm very good at, is making fresh. And I know this sounds weird because I made the theme tune for this.
I was going to say, you made the theme tune for this bad boy.
I know. And I made two or three other songs as well, which I think you've heard them all.
I have, I've heard them, yeah, because we had a process of which one to have for this, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, this was the original one I made, was the theme tune for this. But I don't think I'm that creative, but I don't know if I'm limited by my own ability. You know, I always get really nice comments about, oh, you can play guitar really well, and I can play okay.
Yeah.
That's how I describe it. I'm not bad. I'm definitely better than beginner. I'm definitely, I don't know if I'm average, perhaps, maybe a touch above average, but not, I wouldn't say I'm an exceptional player. I wouldn't say I was a good player. I would say I was distinctly average.
See, I would say that you're a good player, and what you're doing is you're sort of going, you're not giving yourself enough credit, which a lot of musicians do, because they go, oh yeah, I'm quite good at this, but I'm nowhere near this guy.
Exactly. We always compare ourselves to everybody else, don't we?
Somebody else, yeah. So actually, in the scheme of things, when these people are saying that to you, they're looking at themselves and comparing themselves to you.
Yeah.
And then they're saying, oh, do you know what, you're really good at guitar, which actually you are, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and yeah, and I think that's just human. It's very rare you'll probably find somebody who goes, yeah, do you know what, I'm a master of my craft. And, you know, people with doctorates in guitar and whatnot, you know, actual legends, they can say what they want because they are the best. But people going through the motions with it, you know, feel good about what you can do. Because there's somebody out there who's really struggling to get to where you are. So they are looking up to you to get to where you are, sort of thing. Yes, yeah, you're doing really well.
Thank you. But I know what you mean. There's a guy I follow on Instagram and he's exceptional. He's so good. But he'll put a video up and he'll be like, yeah, it's a bit sloppy.
Yeah.
And all the comments are like...
Are you kidding me? It's amazing.
It's unreal how good you are. Like how did you learn to be so good?
Yeah, yeah.
And he'll play a range of stuff. It's a lot of it's finger style, a lot of it's hybrid picking. So he's got his plectrum in his hand, but he's also picking with his other fingers as well. So he's got the whole thing going on.
Yeah.
It's unreal, superb. But then I watch him and I go, yeah, I'm rubbish really, aren't I?
You're just not where he is yet. That's all it is.
I'm just not dedicated enough. That's my problem.
But you think some people like that, and I'll just squeeze this in here, sorry to cut you up, but some people do practice all day long.
Mm.
And their job is to put videos up of them practicing, like they earn money from it. So it's either you have a full-time job or you don't, but you play guitar all day.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be at that level, but actually you live on the bench.
I do really enjoy playing, and I go through these little fits and starts of being like, I'm going to sit down, I've got a song I want to learn, so I'm going to learn it, and I'll just play, and I'll play, and I'll play, and then I'll play something else, and I'll keep going with that, and then I'll go like, yeah, I've got that. And then I do this funny thing where I move on and forget how to play the first song.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't, if somebody says play something, I'll be like, oh, I don't know what to play, I can't remember how to play anything.
Yeah.
I intensely learn something. And then stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of adding it to a repertoire where I continuously sort of go through
and just pick it up.
And just, yeah.
Yeah.
So in that, like that Better Call Saul, I practiced intensely with it, managed to make a recording, did all the little effects on it, sent it to you because I knew you'd love it.
Yeah.
And then never played it again.
Yeah.
Once I've recorded it, that's it. It's proof I can do it and I'm happy. Yeah. It's time to move on and find the next thing.
Yeah, but it's exactly the same with me painting with Warhammer. You know, I do that. I do a couple of things and I think, well, I need to paint this squad in this colour. I'm going to do it like this and they're going to look like that.
Yeah.
And then that's that. And then, you know, I'll take a couple of pictures, send them to me, mate, then they go in the box. And then either I'll stop painting or I'll carry on painting because I've got the juices flowing for hobby. But I'll paint something else and my techniques will have to change. And then if I went back to paint another squad and I say I want them like that, I'll have to relearn it all again. Because I've changed.
You've evolved.
My techniques and I've tried to do new things. And then my brain's going, well, how did I get the effect of that when I've been working on doing these effects over here for like 4 weeks? And then, yeah, it's a similar kind of thing with all hobbies, isn't it? You pick it up, put it down, you know, you start Pokemon, and then you leave all your models in to get dusty on the bench for 2 weeks, and you go, oh, Christ, I should have finished them first. Never mind, I've got a Venusaur now, but come on. You know, intense, because it was Pokemon Day the other week, last week. Well, when you hear this, listeners, it's a couple of weeks ago now. But yeah, it was Pokemon Day last week.
Yeah, okay. What happens on Pokemon Day?
Well, they release some sort of, like, it's like info and like what kind of games they're going to do. It's like a little yearly preview thing.
Yeah, there's
a couple of games coming out. But they brought out these sort of raids on the main game that they've got out at the moment. Scarlet and Violet. The first one was Venusaur. And I thought, oh, doddle. Because I've completed the game. I've got a few pokes trained up to take on any sort of adversary. Anyway, yeah, it took me time. Time again to get it to the point where I went up to my mates this weekend in rugby, all the way, you know, near the Midlands. I call it the north because it's just north of here, but it's not actually that far north. And I had to take my Switch with me so I didn't run out of time. Bless him, he got up in the morning and I'm there playing me Switch. I've nearly got it, mate. He's right, he does know that I take me Switch up. It's all right, people, but But yeah. Morning, mate. You all right? Did you sleep well? Yeah, look, just shush, because I've nearly got this Venusaur, right? You know, I've already got like six of them somewhere in all the other games, but I need the one from this game.
Yeah. Well, you've got to complete the collection, right?
That's it, yeah.
You've got to catch them all.
Yeah, and I have. Yeah. I've got no more box space.
Right.
In that game. Yeah, I need to start transferring them, and it's upsetting. But yeah, good old Pokemon Day.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, little going on a tangent again. Away from guitar to Pokemon. So, you know, just bringing it back to me all the time. Trickling down to what Shawnee likes.
It's all right. So it's, we both talk about what we like, and that's part of it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I did this weekend. So I just went up to see me mate. And we had another bowling fiasco, if you remember the other week, what I said about bowling and, you know, how much of a nightmare it was. Now, he didn't book.
That's a rookie mistake, I think.
Now, I'll tell you this. I've been up there at the weekends before, and when we've driven around, you wouldn't think it's a weekend, like down south. There's not, you don't see families everywhere.
Okay.
They're not gunning for space,
yeah.
You know. But as we left to drive towards this bowl place, because he said, oh, I haven't booked it because it's never normally busy.
Mm.
And it's the end of the month, you know, nobody's been paid yet or whatever. Maybe they just have. Showed up at this place and we were flabbergasted because it was just, it was rammoed. Absolutely rammoed. And we got there at 2.
Oh, and they were like, that's peak time. Yeah, it's straight after lunch.
I know. And then they said, oh, there's nothing till 6 o'clock. But then his little stepkid comes home at 6. So obviously we've got to be back for the wee nip. And yeah, so we didn't get to play, and it was absolute craziness.
Cause he, so disappointing.
He was literally like, oh, I've never known it to be this busy anywhere. Is there something going on that we don't know about? Because everybody is out in full force today. But then we went back to his and played board games. Shall I tell you what they were?
Yeah, go on.
So we played King of Tokyo. It's a great board game, that. It's a staple of going up to his. Then it's literally, you have your little monster, and you get some little powers, and then you try and knock the other people out of Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
And you get points for staying in Tokyo and battering them off, yeah. Little tiny board game. Easy peasy to learn, you know, quite hard to master because it all depends on how many points you get not actually being in Tokyo.
Oh,
you can
win
without going inside Tokyo.
Okay, so there are definite tactics to
it. Yeah, I won both times, which was actually really nice. I was like that. You've beat me at Warhammer twice, Mike. I'm going to win this King of Tokyo. And then we played a little game called Labyrinth.
Okay.
Which isn't a
spin-off of the film.
No, it's just a little...
There's no excessive bulging.
No excessive pouch control or little gobos. Literally, you got some little plaques on a board that don't move.
Yeah.
But then there's one spare plaque and you slot it on the edges. Somebody might have played this who listens here and they can let us know if you've played this. So you push it on to make a path for your character to get these items.
Oh, okay.
But of course, as you're pushing one whole slot up, all of the squares are random, so it moves every other square. So you might make dead ends where everything was connected first, and you can go left, right, up, down.
Just like a labyrinth.
Yeah.
Nice. I see.
And that was pretty good fun, to be fair. Like, we'd never played it before, but I really enjoyed that game. And lots of thinking involved. Because obviously you go around in a little circle. Say you needed to get, I don't know, the crown, and the crown's over there. And when it's your turn, or you've got your, or the person before you, you're, or just after you, whatever, you go, well, there's a nice path straight there. And then you're trying to figure out, because there's obviously 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 possibilities of this whole map moving. And of course, then they push it in somewhere where you don't expect, because they're looking for a different item.
Yeah.
And you go, oh my God, like now my path is thwarted. and then the other person puts their card in and you're like, oh no, it's really gone bad. And then the person before you pushes theirs in. And then I was like, well, not only have they made my path to that thing wrong, I am now stood on an island in the middle of dead ends.
Oh no.
So then the card I get on my turn, I can't do anything apart from try and get off.
Yeah.
You know, try and move along the map a little bit. Oh, it's like your little brain tingles. It's like chess. It's like chess, but worse. Because it's not, the board is just moving all the time.
Yeah, you can't predict what somebody's going to do to move it. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was that. Had a lovely drive back.
That sounds good with board games.
Mm. I love a board game, mate.
Yeah, I don't play enough board games. I always quite enjoy them.
Mm.
There's a place in Oxford which I've never been to and I would really like to go, which is like a board game cafe type.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. And yeah. I think at some point we need to get up there.
Yeah. And yeah, because
there's a whole range of games up there.
Yeah.
And you can be there for hours.
Yeah. But that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you play a board game while you're having your lunch or a coffee or whatever. Yeah.
You just go up there, a few mates, and just pick a game and
play Labyrinth.
Yeah, anything you want.
Yeah. That's a good idea. We should actually do that.
I don't even know if they've got stuff like Monopoly there.
Oh, Monopoly be well too long, though. Come on.
But I think some of the games are lengthy. But I think there's a whole range of games that you won't have even heard of or seen before.
Yeah. Well, that's where they got this Labyrinth from.
Which is quite good, yeah.
Yeah, from a board game cafe. They saw it in a board game cafe.
No, okay.
And then they thought, well, we'll buy that. And, you know, they must have been there for, you know, a good hour or so.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good idea. We should do that.
Yeah, we should arrange that.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Get the boys up there. The lads.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'll appreciate that. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Well, we'll put that in the old group chat later on.
Yeah.
See who's about.
Yeah, good thinking. Good thinking.
There you go. It's not all bars and strip joints, do you know what I mean? Let's go and play a little ball game with a cup of tea. Yeah. That's what real men do.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So it sounds like a good little weekend you've had.
Yeah, and we've also, because Katie's never seen Game of Thrones,
okay.
So we've actually started that.
Yeah.
I had a day off today, but we had some bits to do.
Yeah.
But we have started that, a couple of episodes in, series one. Mm. I'm obviously just really, it's like when you watch Shrek, you can just mouth every line.
Well,
I watched the first series so much, and I'm just like, oh, this brings back memories of, you know, Game of Thrones watch parties.
Yeah.
You know, messaging all your mates after, being like, oh my God, did you see that? The little twist at the end, or how boring was that? Nothing like horrible happened, or did you see so and so's naked, you know, bubblers?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, oh, I brought it all back. I felt young again watching that. I was like, look how old that, like, even Game of Thrones is old now.
Yeah, how old is
that? First series was, oh, without Googling it, I can't quite remember. It was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, it must be sort of
2012,
2013, maybe.
Because my mate was still living in Lancashire, and that was a long time ago. Hang on. Let me just have a quick Google. 2011.
Okay.
2011.
Yeah, that's 13 years ago now.
But yeah.
That's a
chunk of time.
Yeah, you don't even think. Yeah, if you were a child born in 2011, you're a teenager now.
Yeah, you're a teen, and you missed so much stuff before then. Oh, blimey, yeah. But yeah, no, quite enjoyed that. Yeah, tested some paint schemes on one of my models.
Mm-hmm.
While I had the time, obviously walked the dog.
Always
walking the dog. I'll tell you what, though, it's got cold, isn't it?
There is discussion about the whole false spring and the second winter and
really?
surprise winter, yeah.
Surprise winter.
Oh, I don't
surprise! I was hiding underground all along.
I can't remember how people have labelled it, but I saw something pop up the other day, and it was like, you're in winter, so you've got Christmas and it's winter, and then suddenly it gets a little bit warmer. You think, oh, spring's coming early.
Mm.
And then just as you're thinking, yeah, we're only up here, bang, back into the ice cold. And you're like, oh.
And then, right in the kisser.
Yeah, right in the kisser. and then all of a sudden it starts to warm up, and it warms up a little bit further than before. And you think, yeah, spring is definitely around the corner now.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Here we go. And then next thing you know, it's snow.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And then
you get the storms that come in, and you just have this, like, it sort of zigzags with sort of like, is it spring? Is it winter? Who knows? And then all of a sudden it is spring, and then you get some really nice days, and then it's
fingers crossed it's nice from then.
Today until this afternoon was nice.
Oh, yeah, it was lovely this morning until what, about 2, 3 o'clock?
Yeah, at which point I was back home, but I was over, I was towards Bath today when I was working.
Oh, was you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite a distance.
Sunglasses on.
You go so far, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, did 165 miles I did today.
Wow.
Don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. But on Wednesday, I'm doing a 10-hour shift.
10 hours?
Yeah.
That's a long one.
That is a long one. And that's overtime as well, so it's my day off. And I requested to work, and I wasn't expecting it, but they dropped in a 10-hour shift for me, which I'm happy about.
Yeah.
Because it means I'll get 10 hours at overtime rate, which is, you know.
Yeah. Oh, right. So you get an overtime rate at your place.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, you don't hear that. That's gold dust at the moment, ladies and gents.
It's not, don't get me wrong, it's not amazing, but it is more.
Yeah.
I'll show you. I'll show you after this. I've got a picture of it somewhere.
Yeah.
It tells you what you get.
Nice.
But the whole thing will be rated at overtime rate because it is my day off.
Nice.
And it's a 10-hour day.
Yeah, that's a long old day.
And it's also going to be an evening shift because I'm starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is really nice because then I can just wake up when I want.
Yep.
Have a bit to eat. Go to work. And I'm not due to finish till midnight, but you can only put so much stuff on the van.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll just get out there. So I'll probably have some proper miles. It'll probably be a 200-plus mile day, I reckon.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll get the podcasts on.
Yeah, that's it.
Get some audiobook on.
Yeah.
I haven't burnt through my audiobook allowance already.
Yeah.
Because I'm listening to a book at the moment called How to Kill Your Family.
Oh, nice.
It has this really weird effect. So it's by Bella Mackey, who is Greg James, the Radio 1 breakfast presenter.
Yep.
It's his wife.
Oh, okay.
And she wrote this book. And I was the first time I was listening to it, it actually put me in a bit of a bad mood, but not because the story was bad or anything. The story's really good. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
But it made me hate people.
What, you didn't already?
Well, actively, like, it just sort of, when you get to work, sometimes you can kind of like, I'll put my customer face on and then I'm quite happy. I'll just sort of see people and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But that's because you can sort of leave the negative stuff you listen to or watch or read or whatever at home.
Yeah.
And then just go to work and be, but I didn't realise what the story was because I'd never listened to it before.
Right.
And then as I'm listening, I'm driving around the van and she's just describing this family and they're just horrible people, just the worst. And I'm just sort of driving around, I'm going to customers and I'm like, I hate y'all. You're all like this, but they're not.
How dare you waste my oxygen?
Yeah, there's no connection whatsoever, but you're sort of on board with the main character in the book, so you're like,
yeah.
It's quite it's a
dragged good, you in, didn't it? Big time. Yeah.
And then it really annoyed me because of this Spotify 15 hours of audiobook.
Yeah.
And then a tenner to get 10 more hours. I'm like, no thanks.
Oh, what?
Oh, it's
expensive, man.
Really expensive. It's 11 quid for the month of Spotify
that
I get. And that's got access to all the songs ad free, and then it's got, this is not an advert by the way, but all the songs ad free, and then you get your podcasts in there and you get audiobooks, but you get 15 hours of free audiobook time.
Right.
Which is great. And some of the books I've listened to have been like 6 hours or they're like 10 hours. It's fine. You can listen to a whole book. But if you listen to a couple, you probably run out of time on the second book.
Yeah.
And then you've got to wait until you...
So you get your free allowance back.
Yeah, to your subscription renews. Yeah. Oh, so okay. It feels like it's been about 3 weeks to a month.
Yeah.
I think I just burned through it really quickly last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm trying to sort of remember who these characters are as I'm listening.
Yeah. Just put it on super speed for the first couple of chapters you've been listening to.
Do you know what? You laugh, but actually, that is a good idea.
Because you're going to remember certain bits, aren't you? Just put it on like 120 speed or something.
Yeah, just enough that you can still hear everything.
Yeah.
But actually, you'll use less time, won't you?
Yeah.
Or will you? Oh, I don't know. If it's an hour long and you speed it up a touch,
it'll be 50 minutes.
Does it still count as an hour's worth of book listened to, but you've listened to it in a short amount of time? Or does it count as 50 minutes or whatever it is?
Ooh, I don't know.
And then actually you could listen to more books in the same time. I don't know how it works.
I don't know. Don't test it because you might waste an hour in.
and then be like, I listened to that book, but I hated listening to it because it sounded so horrible, sped up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's good. It's good. I'm glad that it's on there that you can listen, but it's also really annoying that you can't just go, I'll continue listening to this story.
Yeah. Or maybe give up, you know, some music time.
Mm.
Or some podcast time. Maybe if you could adjust how much book time you get in a month,
yeah,
compared to how much music. And because if you're really into your books, you can say, right, I'll pay the same money,
yeah,
but I'll just have, like, I don't know, 25 hours of book time, but maybe reduce my music listening allowance.
Yeah, I think because the music's always been unlimited.
Oh, they say it's just hard for them.
And podcasts are free generally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they can sort of reduce how much you can listen to.
No, that's fair enough.
Because with the music aside, you could go to other apps, I'm sure, but then you get, it's another subscription, whatever.
Yeah,
but podcasts, yeah, it's easy to find another podcast app that you can listen to for free.
For free.
Unlimited.
Yeah. Do you have to pay for our Podbean? The Podbean app, is that free?
I don't know, actually.
You can use it to download things, people.
Yeah,
but I don't actually use.
I wouldn't think that it's,
because there's no podcast. You don't pay for. Surely,
podcasts. I don't think you pay for it.
No,
I don't think so at all.
No,
I mean, I don't know if they might have a subscription option where it would remove adverts in certain.
Oh, maybe. That's probably.
But I think sometimes those ad removals tend to be on a podcast by podcast basis.
Yeah.
So if we had adverts, somebody might be like, I like listening to this, but there's adverts with it, and I don't want those, so I'm going to give the lads £5 a month and there's no adverts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is
fair enough.
Yeah, but I think that becomes a.
Yeah.
Yeah, podcast basis.
Oh, yeah, it's just think about it. Yeah. Because there are plenty of services to use, people.
Yeah, there are, yeah.
There's loads out there. Because, you know, just to slide this in lovingly, you know, like a nice apple pie going into the oven. I have started to put the links on the things. I did it properly for the first time today.
Yeah.
If you click it, it works.
Takes you straight there.
For the thing, it will actually take you. The link on the show story will take you to the Podbean page / tell you to download the app if you haven't got it.
Okay, yeah.
Just because it's obviously the links for the chat, but it might take you to a page that says, oh, I'll get the Podbean app.
Yeah.
However, you can just say no, and then you'll be taken to the Podbean page, people. Right, which is where our main upload will be, and then it gets filled out to other things. So if you see our stories and you see the little link, you should just be able to click that, and then bang.
Yeah.
Straight to the page.
It's funny, isn't it? We use Podbean to upload.
But we both don't have any idea actually. Yeah.
We should probably look into it and see how it works. I'm sure it's easy. Yeah.
Next week we'll have a little update, people, all right? I'll look into the app as well and actually see what's going on. It's only because I use Amazon Music.
Yeah.
And I get my podcasts with my like you do for Spotify, with your music subscription. So I can get them both on the same app, and it downloads automatically, easy peasy.
Yeah, I used to have a separate app for my podcast because I didn't like the way that Spotify. I couldn't get my head around. I want to play this playlist of music, but now I want to play a podcast, and now I've lost my place in my music.
Yeah,
and vice versa.
Yeah,
you sort of interrupt each other because it's all trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I used to quite like having a separate app for it, but now I just kind of listen, you know, on the fly, I guess. I don't have a massive queue anymore. I used to queue up tons of podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now I only listen to about 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Maybe 5.
It's just time in the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I want some audiobooks on. I've got various other things I want to consume.
Yeah, that's it. Absorb knowledge.
I mean, I don't know if I'm learning anything from these audiobooks, but yeah, it's...
Well, I try and remember some things, but because it's all Warhammer, it's just a lot of, yes, brother, and he shot him in the head. Oh, great. Go on, boy.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap this up.
Shooting somebody in the head. Yeah, go on, boy.
Leave it on a high.
Leave it on a high. Yes, brother.
Leave them wanting more.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Next week, I'll tell you what a Space Marine Bolter shoots out. And look at the Podbean app. All right, ladies and gents.
I mean, on that quickly, there are so many things that you've said you're going to look up and you've never looked up on.
Yeah, have we written a list?
No.
I did say my memory was shocking. Right, I'll see you later, everybody. I'm done.
Right, look after yourselves.
Be good.
And stay out of the sand.